Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women, A Woman, A War. End Time Men and Women, A War Global Ministry, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted this evening to be back on our live broadcast for the study in the Word of God. On tonight, we're in 1 Kings chapter 7, 8, and 9 tonight, and I'm so thankful to God. But I give God all the glory on tonight, all the praise, all the honor tonight. I magnify his holy name on tonight. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion. We're going to have a song of scripture and a prayer on tonight. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 29, which reads, "Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian, like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divided the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds of calf and discovereth the forest. And in his temple doeth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace." I have just read the Psalm 29 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song now.
Thank you.
from the inside out. Oh, oh, I'm afraid I need you to hold me. I need you to save me. I need a change.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I confess tonight and I repent. I ask for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. God, I just thank you right now. Hallelujah. For everyone that's up under the sound of my voice on tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. But now I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister and teach us on tonight, God. Just open up our understanding, open up our mind and our hearts, God, that we may receive your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I welcome you in, Holy Spirit. Please take over and take control of this Bible class, of this study of the word of God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you on tonight to bind up the enemy tonight. Bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlord, every medium, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is counsel in the mighty name of Jesus from this radio broadcast and from our lives, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to cover everyone, cover their families. Lord, we need you on tonight. I know nothing of myself. I have no knowledge of myself, God, but it's of you, and I thank you for tonight. I give you praise. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. We're going to get ready to start reading because we got a lot to read. So, Prophet Brown, you could go.
1 Kings chapter 7. But Solomon took 13 years to build his house. So he finished all his house. He also built the house of the forest of Lebanon Its length was 100 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits, with four rows of cedar pillars and cedar beams on the pillars. And it was paneled with cedar above the beams that were on 45 pillars, 15 to a row. There were windows with beveled frames in three rows, and window was opposite window in three tiers. And all the doorways and the doorposts had rectangular frames, and windows was opposite window in three tiers. He also made the hall of pillars. Its length was 50 cubits, and its width 30 cubits. And in the front of them was a partition of pillars and a canopy that was in the front of them. Then he made a hall for the throne, the hall of judgment where he might judge, and it was paneled with cedar from floor to ceiling. And the house where he dwelt had other court inside, had another court inside of the hall of like workmanship. Solomon also made a house like this hall for Pharaoh's daughter, whom he had taken as wife. All these were costly stones cut to size, trimmed with saws, inside and out, from the foundation to the eaves, and also on the outside of the great court. The foundation was of costly stones, large stones, some 10 cubits and some 8 cubits. And above were costly stones, hewed in size, and cedar wood. The great court was enclosed with three rows of hewn stones and a row of cedar beams. So were the inner court of the house of the Lord and the vestibule of the temple. Now King Solomon sent and brought Huram from Tyre. He was the son of a widow from the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a bronze worker. He was filled with wisdom and understanding and skilled in working with all kinds of bronze. So he came to King Solomon and did all his work. And he cast two pillars of bronze, each one 18 cubits high, and a line of 12 cubits measured the circumference of each. Then he made two capitals of cast bronze to set on the tops of the pillars. The height of one capital was 5 cubits, and the height of the other capital was 5 cubits. He made a lactate network with reeds of chain work for the capitals, which were on top of the pillars, even chains for the one capital and 7 for the other capital. So he made the pillars and 2 rows of pomegranates for the network all around to cover the capitals that were on the top, and thus he did for the other capital. The capitals which were on top of the pillars in the hall were in the shape of lilies, 4 cubits. The capitals on the 2 pillars also had pomegranates above by the convex surface which was next to the network, and there were 200 such pomegranates in rows in each of the capitals all around. Then he set up the pillars by the vestibule of the temple. He set up the pillar on the right and called his name Jechin, and he set up the pillar on the left and called his name Boaz. The tops of the pillars were in the shape of lilies. So the work of the pillars was finished. And he made the seat of cast bronze 10 cubits from one brim to the other. It was completely round Its height was 5 cubits, and a line of 30 cubits measured its circumference. Below its brim were ornamental buds encircling it all around, 10 to a cubit, all the way around the sea. The ornamental buds were cast in two rows when it was cast. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, 3 looking toward the west, 3 looking toward the south, 3 looking toward the east. The sea was set up upon them, and all their back parts pointed inward. It was a hand breadth thick, and its brim was shaped like the brim of a cup, like a lily blossom tamed 2,000 baths. He also made 10 carts of bronze. 4 cubits was the length of each cart. 4 cubits was the length, and 3 cubits its height. And this was the design of the cart. They had panels, and the panels were between frames. On the panels that were between the frames were lions, oxen, and cherubim. And on the frame was a pedestal on top. Below the lion and the oxen were wreaths of plated work. Every cart had 4 bronze wheels and axles of bronze, and its 4 feet had support. Under a ladder were supports of cast bronze, which each wreath, besides each wreath. Its opening inside the crown at the top was 1 cubit in diameter, and the opening was round, shaped like a pedestal, 1.5 cubits in outside diameter, and also on the opening were engravings, but the panels were square, not round. Under the panels were the 4 wheels, and the axles of the wheels were joined to the cart. The height of the wheel was 1.5 cubits. The workmanship of the wheel was like the workmanship of a chariot wheel. Their axle pins, their rims, their spokes, their hubs, and all bronze. And there were 4 supports at each corner of the cart. Its supports were part of the cart itself. On the top of the cart, at the height of the half and a cubit, it was perfectly round. And all the top of the cart, its flagels and its panels were all the same casting. On the plates of the flagels and its panels, he engraved cherubim, lions, and palm trees wherever there was a space on each, with wreaths all around. Thus he made 10 carts. All of them were the same mold, 1 measure, and 1 shape. He had made 10 lavers of bronze. Each laver contained 40 baths, and each laver was 4 cubits. On one of the 10 carts was a laver, and he put 5 carts on the right side of the house and 5 carts on the left side. He set a sea on the right side of the house toward the eastward, toward the southeast. Huram made the lavers and the shovels and the bowls. So Huram finished doing all the work that he was to do for King Solomon for the house of the Lord. The 2 pillars, the 2 bowl-shaped capitals that were on the top of the 2 pillars, the 2 networks covering the 2 bowl-shaped capitals, which were on the top of the pillars, 400 pomegranates, the 2 networks, 2 rows of pomegranates for each network to cover the 2 bowl-shaped capitals that were on the top of the 2 pillars, the 10 carts, the 10 fabrics on the carts, 1 sea and 12 oxen under the sea, the pots, the shovels, in the bowl. And these articles which Hiram made for King Solomon for the house of the Lord were of burnished bronze. In the plain of the Jordan, the king had them cast in clay mold between Sukkoth and Zeritan. And Solomon did not weigh all the articles because there were so many of the bronze was not determined. Thus Solomon had all the furnishings made for the house of the Lord, the altar of gold, and the table of gold on which was the showbread, the lampstand, pure gold, five in the, on the right side and five on the left in front of the inner sanctuary, with the flowers and the lamp and the wick trimmers of gold, the basin, the trimmers, the bowls, the ladles, and the censer of pure gold, and the hinges of gold, both the doors of the inner room, the most holy place, and the doors of the main hall of the temple. So all the work that King Solomon had done for the house of the Lord was finished. And Solomon brought in the things which his father David had dedicated, the silver and the gold and the furnishings, and put them in the treasures of the house of the Lord. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Amen. Chapter 8. Then Solomon established the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto King Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto King Solomon at the feast in the month of Ethereum, which is the seventh month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the priests took up the ark, and they brought up the ark of the Lord and the tabernacle of the congregation and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle, even those did the priests and the Levites bring up. And King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him were with him before the ark, sacrificing sheep and oxen that could not be told nor numbered for multitude. And the priests brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord unto his place, into the oracles of the house, to the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubim. For the cherubim spread forth their two wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubim covered the ark and the staves thereof above. And they drew out the staves, that the end of the staves were seen out in the holy place before the article, before the oracles. And they were not seen without. And there they are unto this day. There was nothing in the ark save the two tables of stone which Moses put there at Horeb when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place that the cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord has filled the house of the Lord. Then spake Solomon, the Lord said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. I have surely built thee a house to dwell in, a settled place for thee to abide in forever. And the king turned his face about and blessed all the congregation of Israel. And all the congregation of Israel stood, and he said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David my father, and have with his hands fulfilled its saying, since the day that I brought forth my people Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build a house, that my name might be therein, but I chose David to be over my people, Israel. And it was in the heart of David, my father, to build a house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. And the Lord said unto David, my father, whereas it was in thy heart to build a house unto my name, thou didst well that it was in thy heart. Nevertheless, thou shalt not build the house, but thy son that shall come forth. Wait a minute. Shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build a house unto my name. And the Lord hath performed his word that he spake, and I am risen up in the room of David, my father, and sit on the throne of Israel, as the Lord promised, and have built a house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. And I have set there a place for the ark, wherein is the covenant of the Lord, which he made with our fathers, when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all congregation of Israel and spread forth his hand toward the heaven, said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven above or on earth below, beneath, who keepeth covenant and mercy with thy servants that walketh before thee with all thy heart, who has kept with thy servant David, my father, that thou promisest him. Thou speakest also with thy mouth, and hast fulfilled it with thy hand, as it is this day. Therefore now, Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servant David, my father, that thou promisest him, saying, there shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, so that thy children take heed to their way, that thy walk before me as thou hast walked before me. And now, O God of Israel, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified, which thou speakest unto thy servant David, my father. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heavens and heavens of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have built? Yet have thou respect unto thy prayer of thy servant and to thy supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and to pray with thy servant prayer before thee today, that thine eyes may be open toward this house night and day, even toward the place of which thou hast said, my name shall be there. That thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make toward this place, and hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, when thou shalt pray toward this place, and hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and when thou hearest, forgive. If any man trespass against his neighbor, and an oath he be laid upon him to cause him to swear, and the oath come before thy altar in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and do and judge thy servants, commanding the wicked to bring his way upon his head, and justifying the righteous to give him according to his righteousness. When thy people Israel be smitten down before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall turn again to thee, and confess thy name, and pray, and make supplication unto thee in this house, then hear thou in heaven and forgive the sins of thy people Israel. Bring them again unto the land which thou givest unto thy fathers. When heaven is shut up and there is no rain because they have sinned against thee, if they pray toward this place and confess thy name and turn from their sins when thou afflicted them, then hear thou in heaven and forgive the sins of thy servant, of thy people Israel, that thou teach them the good way wherein they should walk, and give rain upon thy land, which thou hast given people for an inheritance. If there be in the land famine, if there be pestilence, blasting, mildew, locusts, or if there be caterpillar, if their enemy besiege them in the land of their cities, whatsoever plague, whatsoever sickness there be, what prayer and supplication soever be made, be any man or by any thy people Israel, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart and spread forth his hand toward his house, then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place and forgive and do and give to every man according to his ways whose heart thou knowest, for thou even thou only knowest the hearts of all the children of men, that they may fear thee all the days that they live in the land which thou givest unto his father. Moreover, concerning a stranger that is not of thy people Israel, but cometh out of a far country for thy name's sake, for they shall hear of thy great name and of thy strong hand and of thy stretched out arm when he shall come and pray towards this house. Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all people of the earth may know thy name to fear thee, as do thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have built is called by thy name. If thy people go out to battle against their enemy, whatsoever thou shalt send them, and shall pray unto the Lord toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house that I have built for thy name, then hear thou in heaven thy prayers and thy supplication, and maintain their cause if they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not. And thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captives unto the land of the enemy far or near. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whether they were carried captives, and repent and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captives, saying, we have sinned and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away in captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou givest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name's sake. Then hear thou their prayers and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people that have sinned against thee in all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them, for they be thy people and thy inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thy eyes may be open unto thy supplication of thy servant, and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth to be thy inheritance, as thou speakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest out our fathers out of Egypt, O Lord God. And it was so that when Solomon had made an end of praying all this prayer and supplication unto the Lord, he arose from before the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven, and he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel according to all that he promised. There have not failed one word of all his good promises, which he hath promised by the hands of Moses, his servant. The Lord our God be with us, as he was with our fathers, not leave us, nor forsake us, that he may incline our hearts unto him to walk in all his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, which he commanded our fathers, and let these my words, wherewith I have made supplication before the Lord, be nigh unto the Lord our God, day and night, that he maintain the cause of his servants and the cause of his people Israel at all times, as the matter shall require, that all the people of the earth may know that the Lord God, and that there is none else. Let your heart therefore be perfect with the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as at this day, and the king and all Israel with him offer sacrifices before the Lord. And Solomon offered a sacrifice of peace offering, which he offered unto the Lord, 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the children of Israel dedicated the house of the Lord. The same day did the king hollow the middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord, for there be offered burnt offerings and meat offerings and the brazing, the burnt offerings and the meat and the fat of the peace offering, because the brazen altar that was before the Lord was too little to receive the burnt offerings and meat offerings and the fat of the peace offering. And at that time Solomon held a feast, and all Israel was with him. All Israel with him, a great congregation from the entrance of his Hamath to the river of Egypt before the Lord our God, 7 days and 7 days, even 14 days. On the eighth day, he sent the people away, and they blessed the king and went unto their tents joyful and glad of heart for all the goodness that the Lord had done for David, his servant, and for Israel, his people. Chapter 9, let me see. And it came to pass, when Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord and the king's house in all Solomon's desire, which he had pleased to do, that the Lord appeared to Solomon the second time, as he had appeared unto him at Gibeon. And the Lord said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hadst made before me, and I have followed this house which thou hast built to put my name there forever in my eyes, and my heart shall be thee there perpetually. And if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and will keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, there should not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. But if ye shall at all turn from following me, ye and your children, and will not keep my commandments and my statutes which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I cut off Israel out of the land which I have given thee, and this house which I have hallowed for my name will I cast out of my Israel, shall be a proverb as a byword among all the people. And at this house, which is high, everyone that passes by it shall be astonished and shall hiss, and they shall say, why have the Lord done this unto this land and to this house? And they shall answer, because they forsook the Lord their God, who brought forth their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and have taken hold upon their father, their God, and have worshipped them and served them. Therefore have the Lord brought upon them all this evil. And it came to pass at the end of 20 years, when Solomon had built the two houses, the house of the Lord and the king's house. Now Hiram, the king of Tyre, Solomon, with cedar trees and fir trees and with gold, according to all his desire, that then King Solomon gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. And Herod came out from Tyre to see the city which Solomon had given him, and they pleased him not. And he said, what cities are these which thou hast given me, my brother? And he called them the land of Kabul unto this day. And Herod sent to the king 60 talents of gold, and this is the reason of the levy which King Solomon raised for to build the house of the Lord and his own house in Milo and his walls of Jerusalem and Hazor and Megiddo and Gezer, for Pharaoh king of Egypt had gone up and taken Gezer and burnt it with fire and slain the Canaanites that dwelt in the city and gave it for a present unto his daughter, Solomon's wife. And Solomon built Gezer and Beth Horon and Nadab. Wait a minute. And Solomon built Gezer and Beth Horon the neither in Balathor, Balath, in Tadmor, in the wilderness, in the land, in all the cities of store Solomon had, and cities for his chariots, and cities for his horsemen, and that which Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem, and in Lebanon, in all the land of his dominion. And all the people that were left of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, Jebusites, which were not of the children of Israel, their children that were left after them in the land, whose the children of Israel also were not able utterly to destroy upon those, did Solomon levy a tribute of bond service unto this day. To this day, but of the children of Israel did Solomon make no bondmen. They were men of war, and his servants, and his prince, and his captains, and rulers of his chariots and horsemen, and his horsemen. These were the chief of the officers that were over Solomon's work, 550, which bear rule over the people that wrought in the work. But Pharaoh's daughter came up out of the city of David unto her house, which Solomon had built for her. Then did he build Milo. And three times in a year did Solomon offer burnt offerings and peace offerings upon the altar which he built unto the Lord. And he burnt incense upon the altar that was before the Lord. So he furnished the house. And King Solomon made a navy of ships of Ezongabor, which is beside Elot on the shore of the Red Sea in the land of Edom. And Haran sent in the navy, his servants, shipmen that had knowledge of the sea with the servants of Solomon. And they came to Ophir and fetched from thence gold 420 talents and brought it to King Solomon. The word of God for the people of God. Amen. Let's get on with these questions, man. We probably got how many minutes? Okay, we see that for 15 minutes to answer these questions. Woo! Jesus, tonight. Amen. Chapter 7, first question says, how many years did it take to build Solomon's house? How many years, y'all?
13.
Who did all the bronze work for Solomon's building?
Hiram.
How many lampstands of gold were constructed for the temple?
10:49.
Chapter 8, What did Solomon place under the cherubims in the temple that he had built for the Lord? The Ark of the Covenant.
Mm-hmm.
What was still inside of this Ark of the Covenant? What did they put in there?
The two tables of stone, verses 9.
Mm-hmm. To whom did Solomon know God showed mercy? Anybody?
I got verse 23. I was back and forth with that.
I couldn't get that one.
You got verse 23. Let me see, Lala. That's it. Verse 23, God is merciful to those who keep his covenant with all of their heart. That's about it. He merciful to the ones that keep his commandments and his covenant with him. And we see, and this says, and he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven above or on earth beneath who keep his covenant and mercy with thy servant that walk before thee with all thine heart. That's right. Number three, in general, what did Solomon ask God to do in any time of Israel's trouble of our falling away? 48 and 49. I got all the verses. I just ain't said none.
It's a lot of different verses, but I guess it started from verse 30.
The only thing he was telling them was to forgive them.
Uh-huh.
You know, when they do so, he was asking to forgive them and go and return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee for their land, which thou givest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which thou hast built for thy name, then hear thou their prayers and thy supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, and they may have compassion on them. So I got just to ask God to forgive them when they turn back to him, like when we do something, you know, when we sin, because he said we all sin. That's what he was saying. So when he was asking them, when they do something wrong, when they backslide or fall away, can you please forgive them? Can you forgive them? Mm-hmm. So how many bulls and sheep did Solomon offer to the Lord that day?
Verse 63,
22,000 and 120,000.
Yep.
222,000 bulls. 120,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the children of Israel dedicated the house of the Lord. Amen. Chapter 9. When did God appear to Solomon a second time? I guess it's verse 1, huh? 1 through 3. because he waited till he finished building the house. And he appeared to him first time he hadn't finished. You know, he was just getting started. But he appeared to him again a second time when he had finished the house. And that's, let me read it for you. And it came to pass when Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord and the king's house and all Solomon's desires, which he was pleased to do, that the Lord appeared to Solomon the second time, and as he had appeared unto him at Gibeon. And the Lord said unto him, I have heard thy prayer thou hast made before me. I have hallowed this house which thou hast built to put my name there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. So it was after he had finished the house. Mm-hmm. What did he tell Solomon? He told Solomon,
then what I will establish the throne.
5. Then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, there should not fail thee a man upon the throne. That's what I got. Let me see. And let me read 4. And if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and will keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I have promised to David thy father, saying, there should not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. Yeah.
Yeah, I had got verse 3-9. It was a lot, but yeah.
Well, it's right in the midst of that. Yeah. What did Hiram think of Solomon? What did he think of Solomon's cities that were given to him? He was mad.
Yeah, he wasn't pleased with them.
Mm-hmm. I think that's verse 10-12.
12. Okay.
Mm-hmm. 10-12, I think. The furthest activity of Solomon. Yeah, because he was mad because he did a lot. And he spent a lot of gold and all of that. I think Solomon could have did better, but, you know, who am I? Ain't nobody. But he thought he was, they were just messed up. They was messed up to him in it. And I don't blame him. You know, he figured that was the poor cities that Solomon should have gave him. They was messed up. The good for nothing cities. Mm-hmm. Under Solomon's rule, who were never used as forced to labor? Now, I didn't get a verse, but I just kind of put some things together. And he said, under Solomon 22, what did he say?
But of the children of Israel, mm-hmm. did Solomon make no bondmen, but they were men of war, and his servants, mm-hmm. and his friends, and his captains and rulers of his chariots and his horsemen.
So, in other words, he didn't make nobody work. He didn't force no labor on them. Mm-mm.
Right.
He didn't. And that was a good thing, but still, we got 5 minutes out. So, It's just so much in all three of these books. It's these chapters. I mean, it's so much in here. It's just so much. Solomon did a whole lot. He did a whole lot, and he did it. He sent and got Hiram. This is the artisan. This not the Hiram the king. Hiram the king. This not that king that was in chapter 6. This is a widow son. Yeah, I know that, right?
Right. Yes, ma'am. I got that down. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's not the king, but it's the widow son. He specialized in all of that kind of stuff with gold and brass and stuff like that. And I think the king sent Solomon some stuff. That's what I think. He sent to Solomon some stuff. And that harem right there, the widow son, he supplied a lot of the stuff for Solomon. And I feel like Solomon should have gave him something better, some city, even though he gave him 12 of them, right? He probably would have had to go in there and fix everything up in those cities. You know, I just feel like he could have did better. Is there any questions or comments that you have about this?
Yes, I have a comment. Maybe I'm thinking a little bit differently because I was kind of struck when the cities that Solomon gave Hiram, and he wasn't pleased with it. My thought was at first that he gave him 12 cities, and I'm thinking like, well, he wasn't pleased with those cities, but seeing the nature of his work and what he could do, I was thinking, this is me thinking now. Like, I can just like really, I have 12 cities, I have 12 whole cities that are mine. And I can do something with those cities. I can remodel those cities because what he did to the temple, it was so glorious. I mean, it was just like like something that was just so beautiful. And then I started thinking, I'm like, well, even though he gave him the 12 cities, well, if he could have given him something better at that time, what did the other cities look like anyway? You know, because of the what he did with, like the temple that he did build. And I just kind of thought like he was, and this is me thinking like, are you a little bit ungrateful because you have 12 cities that you can really do something with if you had that kind of skill? That's what I guess I'm trying to say. And I thought he should have been pleased with the cities that he gave.
You know what? He probably should have been. But that man worked 20 years. 20 years did that man work. He not only built the temple, but he built Solomon's house, his palace. Then he did a palace for all of them wives and concubines that Solomon gonna have, the women. He built a house for them. And then, you know, the temple was so huge, with the outer court and the inner court and all this kind of stuff. And that stuff was made of gold, a lot of the floors and all that kind of stuff. That was some tedious work, and I bet it was beautiful. I bet he did a fantastic job on it, but I don't know. I probably wouldn't have, you know, I don't know how young Solomon was, but you know, I think he should have gave him a little more something to show his appreciation. But they loved Solomon because he was David's son. They did a lot of the stuff because he was David's son. Mm-hmm. And they trying to keep a good rapport with him. But I just think he should have gave him at least maybe half of them nice and half of them poor. Because he could fix some of them up, but if you go in there, you don't have nothing till you work. You done worked 20 years trying to get him together. Now you got to work 20 more years trying to get yours together. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, and I know you have to be grateful for what you get. That's really something to think about. You ought to be grateful, and I'm going to see what's going to come in that. Is anybody else going to say something about that? In chapter 10 and 11 on Tuesday. That's when we come back on Tuesday for Bible class. I just want to see, is that going to be mentioned again? I don't know whether it was King Harem or Harem that gave him some gold, gave Solomon something else at the end. Let me see. He gave him something else, I think, because they don't want him to be upset with him, but I don't know. It says, and Harem sent in the Navy his servant shipment that had knowledge of sea of the sea with the servants of Solomon, and they came to Ophrah and fetched from thence gold for 420 talents and brought it to King Solomon. See, you just gotta be right. They still giving him gold. Solomon? That Harem, let me see if it's King Harem. I think it's that man. It might be King. And the king of Harem of Tyre, he furnished Solomon with cedar trees and fir trees and with gold according to his desire. That's who he gave the city to. Now, Harem, the king of Tyre, had furnished. It was the king that he gave the cities to, not the other man, Harem. I thought it was the artisan, but it was the king.
Oh, okay.
It was the king. I thought it was the other man, but it was the king. Maybe that's why it wasn't a whole lot said, because he already got a lot of stuff. But anyway, we're going to get off of here. I hope y'all learned something from this. I hope we learned something. I did.
Amen.
You know, when you have to count up the cost before you jump out there and build anything, you have to count that cost up. But they was helping Solomon, so we just need to count the cost. Or we do a lot of things. Before we do things, we need to count up the cost. Anyway, we're going to get ready to get off of here. I just thank and praise God for each one of you for being on tonight during the Bible class. We will come back on Tuesday. Tomorrow morning we'll have a live broadcast on Facebook Live, and then on Sunday we have our worship service. So I thank and praise God for this opportunity. I see one of my daughters jumped on here. Hope you feel better. And we're praying for you. I'm going to close out. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank and praise God for this opportunity to study the Word of God. Lord, I just ask you tonight to cover everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight. God, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus to cover and protect their families in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Father, for opening up our minds and our understanding of your word, God. Thank you for giving us this insight on the word of God. I just give you praise on tonight. Lord, I just ask you right now in the name of Jesus to just give each one of them traveling grace and mercy in the name of Jesus, and keep their house and family covered. Lord, we bless thee. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance unto thee and give thee peace. God bless y'all. Y'all have a blessed and wonderful rest of the night, and we'll be on the Facebook Live first thing in the morning. God bless y'all. Have a good night. Love you.
Amen.
Love you too.
God bless.
Amen. Love you.